Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, ECRG here, back with another episode. As you can see by the title of today's episode, we're going to be talking about why sites prefer on-site monitoring visits to remote monitoring visits. So you guys may have heard a lot about remote monitoring visits, risk-based monitoring visits, on-site monitoring visits. But I'm going to talk about today why sites today prefer on-site monitoring versus remote monitoring. So throughout the course of the pandemic, everything went remote. You were not allowed to go on-site. And even towards April 2021, March 2021, even towards when it seemed like things were calming down, still not allowed to go on some sites. Everything had to be done remotely. So why do some sites, after being over a year doing remote monitoring visits, why do they still prefer on-site visits? So we're going to go ahead and get into it. So before we do that, though, I want to let you guys know about the resume review program we've got going on. If you'd like your resume reviewed, if you'd like a shortcut to leapfrog many applicants who have no idea what they're doing, many applicants who are just putting in their resume willy-nilly, who have no strategy to applying. If you want the shortcut to get in front of the line and in front of those people, you want to email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. We have a few different packages for your consumption and to help you to take advantage of just the market, the boom that's going to happen in clinical research. Email me eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. So guys, so during the pandemic and even just trending in clinical research anyway, things were trending towards using more remote monitoring. People were saying things like, you know, on-site monitoring is dead. You know, a bunch of CRAs are going to get fired because of this remote monitoring. They're just going to be hiring in-house CRAs and remote monitors to do all the monitoring. Well, not so fast, guys. During the pandemic, things were basically forced to go to remote monitoring. And what we found was people really weren't ready for such a sudden shift. Staff was not ready. Now, maybe if all of the staff in clinical research turned over, you know, you had a lot of younger people that were doing the remote monitoring and the remote visits and the study coordinators and stuff who are used to the remote stuff. Maybe they would have more of an appreciation for it, but you really were able to see the limiting factor and the limiting ability of remote work. One thing that you can talk about initially is just, you know, pun intended, seeing. You really can't see much through video cam and doing remote monitoring. Actually seeing, for example, IP. IP accountability becomes a lot harder when you can't see the actual drug in person, especially if you've got a bunch of pills, especially if you've got, you know, a bunch of ampules or whatever you're using. Whatever you're using to administer the IP, it's a lot harder to see. So that's one of the disadvantages of remote monitoring, why some form of traditional monitoring, you know, monitors going on site will never truly go away. But one of the first things that you think about is the person-to-person connection when it comes to on-site monitoring. Talking to the PI face-to-face, interacting with sub-eyes, talking to the coordinator, building a relationship. That's something that you don't really get to do as well just doing remote monitoring versus on-site monitoring. So coordinators really miss that on-site person-to-person relationship. But even more so importantly than that, remote monitoring requires a lot more work than the on-site monitoring. It requires a lot more prep work because you have to prepare to display the documents, source documents, ISF binder documents. You have to prepare to do that remotely. So it requires a lot more work on both the study coordinator and the CRA's point of view. CRA now has to prep way in advance and let the study coordinator know. Let the study coordinator know what documents they're going to be reviewing in the first place. And then the study coordinator has to go out in the binder, look through those documents, and prepare those documents. Where before, they didn't necessarily have to do that with traditional monitoring. They just show the CRA the document, the binders. Now, granted, making sure that everything they had previously and all the, you know, they were doing the work as the patients were coming in. But now it takes an extra level of preparation. A lot more preparation before you do a remote monitoring visit than an on-site visit. So it takes more work. People don't like doing more work than they have to do. You know, it's enough work as it is in clinical research. People don't want to do more of it. So that's one of the downsides to remote monitoring. And that's one of the reasons why sites and, you know, many CRAs don't like it. Another reason why sites are preferring on-site monitoring visit is the amount of issues that a CRA can handle. There's only so much you can do remotely. CRAs are trained to be able to handle more issues when they're on-site. For example, if you're combing through an ISF binder and a document is missing, you can point that out, put a sticky note down, say, hey, look, this is missing. If there's a bunch of IP that the patient returned back unlabeled or something, the CRA can do something about that. They can return it. They can account for it. They can make notes on the IP accountability log. They can put in note to files in the binders. They can do all that type of stuff when they're on site. But that becomes a lot harder to do when you're remote, especially if the trial wasn't built from the ground up to be monitored remotely. If you're just co-opting a trial that was built to be monitored traditionally and then doing it remotely later on, that's something that you've got to consider, obviously. But that's also something that is not going to work as well as if it was built ground up with the intention of having remote monitoring. Now, most companies that have remote monitoring, it's to be done alongside traditional monitoring. You may have less on-site monitoring visits, but you're not getting away of getting rid of them completely. You're still going to have a number of those on-site monitoring visits. So that's one of the important things to notice, is that getting rid of them is just not going to happen, and not going to happen anytime soon. But yeah, CRAs can handle more issues. Nothing is worse to a site than the CRA telling them, oh, you're gonna have to wait for this, you're gonna have to wait longer for this, and things of that nature. They don't want to hear that. They want it to be done when it can be done. And sites are used to CRAs being able to come on site and handle issues, and handle action items that have been on the site's radar for a while. So overall, I think sites do not like having these remote monitoring visits. I've had site after site after site tell me, which do you like better, the remote monitoring or the in-person monitoring visits? And they tell me time and time again, they prefer in-person much more. And I think CRAs prefer the in-person as well. So guys, let me know your thoughts in the comments section. What do you think? Do you think I'm just making this up? Do you think upper management doesn't care what sites prefer, doesn't care what CRAs prefer, and will just continue to move in this remote monitoring direction and just shove it down everyone's throats because it can potentially improve their bottom line? Well, I mean, one thing to consider is all the money companies saved not doing traditional monitoring. Think about all the meals they save. Think about all the hotel rooms and flights and rental cars and Uber Eats and Uber rides and Lyft rides they saved on not having to do a single one during the pandemic. I've heard travel budgets have been cut because during the whole 2020, people weren't traveling. So a lot of people's travel budgets for the year 2021 have been cut. So that's definitely something to consider. Definitely something to consider, guys. So let me know your thoughts. Email me, eliteclinicalgroup@gmail.com. Take care, guys.